And now this is a dictation for Nancy, N-A-N-C-Y, Barrows, B-A-R-R-O-W-S, February 2344, address as a letter to Dr. Russell Anderson, R-U-S-S-E-L-L, 875-5168. Dear Dr. Anderson, follow-up for Nancy comes accompanied with husband Mark for ANCA positive vasculitis and prior acute renal failure. Last visit was in May. Persistent feeling of low energy, fatigue, poor exercise tolerance. However, no fever, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, no changes in urination, no infection, cloudiness, or blood. Minor lower extremity edema, compressing stockings. Denied chest pain palpitation, dyspnea, denied orthopnea, PND. Tongue, nasal congestion, posterior drainage, but clear material, no purulent or blood. Other review system is negative. I review medications. I'm going to highlight the amlodipine as the only blood pressure treatment. Today, weight 123, previously 120. Blood pressure 158 over 70 on the left side. It needs to be checked at home before adjustment of medications. Otherwise, alert, orientation 3, respiratory, cardiovascular, no major abnormalities, no ascites, tenderness, masses, no major edema, has prior fall, fracture with some limping, but no gross focal neurological deficit. The most recent chemistries, October, creatinine down to 1.2. Baseline has been 1.3 to 1.4. Back in April 2022, at the time of diagnosis of vasculitis, creatinine was running around 2.3. There is minimal blood in the urine, no protein. The protein-creatinine ratio, low level at 0.54. Persistent activity for ANCA, 1 out of 320. And anti-myeloperoxidase, up to 4.7 for a normal less than 0.9. Potassium in the low side, normal sodium acid base, normal nutrition, calcium. Anemia 11.6, normal white blood cell platelet. Previously, normal phosphorus. She has bilateral small kidneys without obstruction, 8.5 right, 9.1 left. This is way back from April 2022. There was no gross urinary retention. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. ANCA positive glomerulonephritis vasculitis, positive serology and biopsy proving crescents. Kidney function has improved and stabilized. In originally treated with Rituxan and steroids, we are keeping maintenance with plus minus every 6 months Rituxan, due for this late December or early January, probably one more time in June or July to complete a 2-year treatment. Kidney function is stable without associated symptoms. Good hydration given the prior bariatric surgery ruined wine. There has been no need to do EPO treatment as hemoglobin is above 10. Monitor low potassium probably from the bowels as she is not on any diuretics, but is minor. Other chemistries are stable. We discuss about the risk of immunosuppressants. I encourage her to complete vaccinations, if possible, 2-3 weeks in advance. She's very adamant about against this. However, she's going to discuss with her husband, and you might be able to provide at least the flu vaccine as well as the pneumonia vaccines, the two different varieties. She understands that we will use Bactrim 3 days a week, prophylaxis at least for the first 3 months. There has been prior fall hip fracture surgery. We are not exposing her at this moment to steroids. All issues discussed at length, come back on the next 4 to 6 months.